Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny today with our high nearing 91. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our low around 68. More sunshine on Thursday with our high of 93 before a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night with a low of 72. Some showers may linger early on Friday, then mostly sunny with our high of 97 and more showers possible throughout Friday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. In Topeka, criminal charges have been filed against Jaheim Brown for the murder of Louis Perez Cantrell. Brown is now facing additional charges after ballistics evidence linked him to four other recent shootings. On July 5th, police responded to a call in the 200 block of Southeast Lawrence Street to find Cantrell suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He later died at an area hospital. Police believe Cantrell was shot during a confrontation outside his apartment with a group of people who were lighting off fireworks next to his car. Through their investigation, police say they identified Brown as the shooter and arrested him the next day. A young girl who was critically injured after being found in a pool at Oceans of Fun has died. According to a statement from the park spokesperson, a lifeguard had responded to a young female guest in distress in the Coconut Cove pool. The lifeguard was able to pull her out of the water and park's EMS workers began administering CPR. Law enforcement said the girl was younger than 10 years old. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Kansas man was sentenced to 12 years in prison for his role in an international drug trafficking ring. In April, Giovanni Medina, 24, of Kansas City, Kansas, pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute 50 grams or more of methamphetamine. Medina took part in the conspiracy to traffic illegal narcotics sourced from his family in Mexico through the Kansas City metro area. His primary role in the operation was to import and distribute multi-kilogram quantities of methamphetamine, collect drug debts, and transport bulk U.S. currency from Kansas City to Mexico. Midwest Energy is asking people to stop hanging signs from power lines. Midwest Energy said someone had been zip-tying the plastic signs to energize wires in its system twice in Thomas County and once in Sherman County. A company spokesman said, quote, for pretty obvious reasons, hanging signs on energized wires is a really dumb idea and could get whoever is doing it killed in an instant, end quote. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office is investigating a suspicious death at a home southwest of Lincoln. Deputies were called to the home located south of Southwest 40th Avenue and A Street just before 8 a.m. Monday for a medical emergency. Deputies discovered 78-year-old Gene Oldman dead in his home. LSO said there is evidence of physical trauma to his body and an autopsy was scheduled for Tuesday. LSO said Oldman's 68-year-old wife was hospitalized for an unrelated medical condition. Sheriff Terry Wagner said there are some suspicious circumstances they are investigating, but they've yet to determine if a crime occurred. The city of Sydney is set to vote on local option sales tax later this year. On Tuesday, the Sydney City Council will vote on how the extra 0.5% of tax will be budgeted. Later this year in November, the vote to continue the 0.5% sales tax will be posted on the ballot for citizens of Sydney to vote on. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved for publication the 2023 budget, virtually unchanged at 67.547 mils. Public hearing for the budget is set August 8th at the regular council meeting. Extensive repairs on broken underground pipes at the city swimming pool are nearing completion, and they are expected to open Tuesday, July 19th. Hours from 1 to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Pool passes have been refunded, and the pool will be open free the remainder of the summer. Council discussed and adopted a revised wage scale for lifeguards and pool staff. A 90-day window for completion of demolition for five properties that were approved for reimbursement in 2021 was implemented in order to qualify, and future demolition requests for economic assistance will be held to a 90-day timeline as well. Final performance of the Marshall County Community Band for the summer season is this evening in the Kester House Gardens in Marysville. The band includes local musicians ranging from high school students to adults, including some retired residents, and they perform the free summer concert series each summer with a variety of musical pieces each week. The event is free. The public is encouraged to attend beginning at 7:30 tonight. Lawn chairs welcome, or chairs will be provided. The Kester House is showcasing recent landscaping at the west side of the property, which includes a zero entryway for those challenged by steps at the north and east entrances. The gardens were replanted extensively last year and are in full bloom and always open to the public. Kansas Department of Transportation this week will begin grading and surfacing of U.S. 36 within Washington city limits. Work to replace existing asphalt pavement will be done in thirds across the roadway, so one 12-foot lane of traffic each direction can be carried through construction. Access to adjacent businesses will be limited from Highway 36. For a period during construction, the U.S. 36 K-15 junction will be closed. Traffic will follow a signed detour with the date of a closure to be announced at a later date. The Horse Show Thursday, beginning at 9 a.m. in Blue Rapids, will officially kick off this year's County Fair. The carnival will set up and be in full operation beginning Thursday evening with Wristband Night from 6 to 10 p.m. Wristband Nights will be featured again Friday and Saturday with rides in operation one final time Sunday evening. Advanced discount wristbands are available for $25 each at the Extension Office in Marysville, both First Commerce Bank locations in Blue Rapids and Marysville, and at the county fair office. A 90-day jail sentence was handed down last week for a Stella, Nebraska man charged in Gage County District Court with burglary charges in connection with an attempted theft of a steel set of fire escape stairs at a river building near Blue Springs nearly a year ago. John Groon, age 48, was one of two men involved in the incident. A semi-truck hauling cattle left the road and overturned near Randolph Monday morning near the intersection of Fancy Creek and Winkler Roads. Over 60 head of cattle were extricated from the livestock trailer with the jaws of life. Some 10 head were killed or had to be put down due to injuries. Neighbors and volunteers helped first responders with the livestock. The driver suffered minor cuts and was treated at the scene. Cause of the accident not determined. Lorna M. Kraft, age 83, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Graveside service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Guests are asked to meet at the Circle in Blue Rapids and follow the bus when it arrives about 9:50 a.m. Christy Anders' funeral home Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lorna Craft. Judith A. Judy Bourne, age 81, of Centralia, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church. Visitation is planned Friday, 6 until 8, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Judy Bourne. Glenda R. Stom, age 80, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the St. Paul Cemetery east of Washington. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Glenda Stom. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, ham balls, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny throughout today and Thursday before a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms Thursday night, with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout Thursday with more sunshine and our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 90s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night and leading into Friday. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout Friday before cooling off throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July 91, record high on this date 113. The average low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:54 with sunrise in the morning at 6:12. Sunshine, 63 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 13th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets start at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes, starting at $1.99. Ashley Reclining Sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88, all in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Pujols rakes and the Braves bounce back. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Albert Pujols looks ready for the home run derby next week.
The one strike pitch.
A swing and a long one to left field. Pujols has just hit a home run. 1-0 Cardinals.
On KMOX, Pujols' 685th career home run opened the scoring, and the Cardinals went on to edge the Dodgers 7-6. Matt Olson and Adam Duvall each hit two-run homers as the Braves beat the Mets 4-1.
And delivers. Slider swung on, hit high and deep to center. Back goes Nemo. At the track. At the wall. Gone! Home run! What an at bat by Matt Olson!
On WCNN, something we don't get to say too often, the surging Orioles keep winning. Their ninth straight last night, 4-2 over the Cubs to reach the 500 mark for the season. The A's blew a two-run ninth-inning lead over the Rangers, forcing bonus baseball where Oakland's offense exploded.
Here's Chatty, swings and he drives it deep left field. Back is Duggar, takes a look and he does exactly that. Grand slam, Chad Pinder.
on the A's cast, an 8-run 12th inning for Oakland in a 14-7 win. Chris Sale made his season debut for the Red Sox, tossing 5 scoreless over the Rays, but Tampa got to Boston's bullpen and came away with a 3-2 victory. NBA, the Jazz seemed to be changing their tune on potentially trading Donovan Mitchell.
Teams had been calling, and the Jazz had been shutting them down, saying we are not interested in listening, but I'm told they are listening now.
ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Ahead of the British Open, Tiger Woods had choice words for his colleagues who have left the PGA to join LIV Golf.
I disagree with it. I think that what they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC's
State Purpose of Visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA released the July World Ag Supply and Demand Report yesterday. This month, the 22-23 U.S. corn outlook calls for larger supplies and higher ending stocks. Corn beginning stocks raised 25 million bushels based on reduced feed and residual use for 21-22, as indicated in the June 30th grain stock report. Season average farm price received by producers lowered 10 cents to $6.65 a bushel. Oilseed production for 22-23 projected 132.7 million tons, down 3.9 million from last month. Soybean production projected to 4.5 billion bushels, down 135 million on lower harvested area. The harvested area forecast 87.5 million acres in the June 30th acreage report, down 2.6 million from last month. The season average soybean price forecast $14.40 a bushel, down 30 cents from a month ago. And the outlook for the 22-23 U.S. wheat this month forecast large supplies, domestic use, exports, and ending stocks. The projected season average price decline of 25 cents a bushel to $10.50. USDA announcing an expansion of crop insurance availability for double crop practices to reduce the risk of raising two crops in the same land in 1 year, the practice known as double cropping. The Risk Management Agency expanding double crop insurance opportunities to over 1,500 counties where double cropping is available. For soybeans, double crop coverage will be expanded or streamlined in at least 681 counties. For grain sorghum, double crop coverage will be expanded to or streamlined to at least 870 counties. The coverage expansion was guided by extensive outreach to nearly 70 grower groups covering some 28 states. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. With their summer schedule, they're offering sales every other Thursday, but we'll have a sale on Thursday, July 14th. Call for early consignment listings. They're also reminding customers their customer appreciation sale will be August 11th. Mark that date at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Wednesday today for the middle of the week. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. On Tuesday, yesterday, we saw things wrap up with grains lower across the board with some big hits. The livestock was a little bit higher overall. We'll see what's in store for us today. In the grain market, a lot of a correction that happened after Monday's slight gains across most of the board. But yesterday, we saw some big drops overall with near 50-cent gains in the corn, wheat, and soybeans overall. Corn market took the biggest hit right towards the end of the day as July corn was down by 48.5 cents overall, sitting at 7.32¾. September corn was also down 43 cents at 5.94 even a bushel. In the wheat market, July KC wheat finished up 47.5 cents lower at 8.72¾. September was down 47.5 cents to 8.67¾. In the soybean market, July beans were sitting down 48.25 overall at 15.92¾. August was down by 53¾ to 14.68 and a quarter. In the meal market, a little bit of red here. July meal was down 420 at 478.70, with the August down 810 at 424.80. And soybean oil, a lot of red there, with July down 380 at 61.41. August was down $3.61 at 60.11. In the cotton market, saw some hits there after some slight gains on Monday. October cotton was down $4 yesterday at 98.44. December was down $4 as well at 90.84. And the oats market, mostly lower, with July oats down 32.25 to 6.54 even a bushel. Real quick in the livestock market, they started off strong. We saw some red for a short brief time, and then they came back up into the positive. By the end of trading, live cattle for August was up 52 cents at 136.67. October was up by 85 cents, sitting at 141.27. Feeder cattle saw some decent gains overall. August was up $4.70 to 179.57. And lean hogs, a little bit of gain here, with July at 45 at 113.60. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest currents and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions for your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On yours.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new, one-owner trade-in 2021 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD High Country Edition pickup. 20,000 miles on this like-new truck ready to roll. They have a 2019 Chevy Traverse, 31,000 miles. And a 2017 GMC Acadia, priced under $20,000 at the Nordis Motor Company.
Warm summer nights are made for dreaming under a canopy of stars. We will point out some July highlights on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 13th, the 194th day of the year. Actor Harrison Ford has a birthday. Triska decaphobes needing an antidote might find their lucky shooting star in July. Saturn is rising a half hour earlier each week this month, now coming up by 11 p.m., with Jupiter following the ringed planet to appear low in the east after midnight. Both planets are at their highest at dawn. Planet viewing is now shifted from the exclusively pre-dawn stage of winter and spring to summer's middle-of-the-night venue. And don't miss the Delta Aquarid meteors from July 28th to 29th. Their hourly rated peak is 10 meteors per hour. Always look toward the darkest part of the sky to see a shooting star. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing tips online. Just go to almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Another mild start, 63 with sunshine. Highs a few degrees warmer, near 90 today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Otis Taylor and other Chiefs are named semifinalists for the Hall of Fame. Taylor was drafted by Kansas City in the fourth round of the 1965 AFL Draft. He went on to catch 410 passes for 7,306 yards and 57 touchdowns. Taylor won Super Bowl IV. He's a two-time AFL champion, two-time first-team All-Pro, and UPI AFC Player of the Year in 1971. He ranks third in franchise history in receiving yards behind two other Chief greats, Tony Gonzalez and Travis Kelce. There are three others with ties to Kansas City that are also finalists: former coach Marty Schottenheimer, former executive Carl Peterson, and scout Lloyd Wells. KU football is already looking towards the future, adding their first game to the schedule of 2024. On September 14th, 2024, the Jayhawks will host UNLV at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium. KU does kick off this regular season September 2nd at home against Tennessee Tech. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Somebody's gonna give you a lesson, and even somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Sort of thing. Over and over again, you're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. Well, you better believe I'm not going through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she could change. It's my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in hurting. Somebody's gonna leave you with your fire burning and no way to put it out. What you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given. Knock you down. Oh, it's knock you down.
Bobby was a beautiful girl from a small town in a great big world. Her daddy owned the corner store off of 7th Avenue. Danny Joe just turned 19, cigarettes rolled under his sleeve, his leather jacket and his faded jeans and a bad attitude. But his heart had been tough when you're falling in love. He said, simple man. He raised Bobby with a real stern hand. Said he never would understand just to watch she saw in him. After working at the store all day, bringing in an honest day's pay, man, you should have seen his face when Danny Joe walked in, saying, "Please understand." With a ring in his hand.